I'm John Boucher with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. Gordon, there is a new report from the Republican minority in the House of Representatives, led by Mr. McCall, pointing to the Wuhan lab and asking questions that have not been answered, questions that could be answered, we believe, with cooperation of the Chinese authorities in Beijing and Wuhan. Is that correct, Gordon? And is there any indication in this report that there will be more information from China over the events of 2019-2020 and the virus?
Yeah, the House minority staff of the GOP on the House Foreign Affairs Committee has said that there's a preponderance of evidence that the COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, escaped from the Wuhan lab, came from there. And then they say that there are a number of questions which have yet to be answered. But we know that China does not want to answer them, because at the World Health Assembly meeting in May, they said that there were going to be no more investigations permitted on Chinese soil, something which they have reaffirmed since. So if we're going to get information, it's going to have to be from the Chinese people themselves or by examining the virus itself.
We welcome Dr. Li Mengyan, a virologist from China. She was based in Hong Kong before she left that city, that troubled city, and is now in the United States. What we can learn is about the apparatus of the labs, the virology labs in China. And Dr. Yan, I understand correctly, worked in such a lab in Hong Kong before she left. Dr. Yan, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. What can you tell us about your lab in Hong Kong and its relationship with the mainland authorities, especially with the military? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Gordon. Thank you for having me. Yes, I worked in a WHO reference lab in the University of Hong Kong. Although it sounds very international and independent and also has quite a lot of world top virologists from different countries, but actually, this lab has extensive collaboration with Chinese authorities and also PLA, People's Liberation Army scientists. We have been a long-term collaboration in this virus field, immunology field, and also to search different new viruses to study their functions, which provide a fundamental knowledge to Chinese Communist Party to develop the unrestricted bioweapon later.
Gordon, you have a question for Dr. Yan.
Dr. Yan, you talked about the military linkages with your laboratory in Hong Kong. Do you believe that the Chinese military has linkages with, for instance, the Wuhan Institute of Virology and other labs throughout China?
These are the open source things, and I have presented a lot on the Twitter and also in other media. And at the same time, there are a lot of Chinese people. They are helping to dig out more evidence. Basically, those People's Liberation Army scientists won't hide much when they publish the articles of my findings with the civilian scientists, including the lab, the scientists in my lab. And also, there are even a lot of PLA scientists show they are sharing the funding from NIH, from the U.S. universities, or even national labs to do the very extensive research about virus, immunology, vaccines, and many of the results can be linked to the development of COVID-19 virus and other things.
Dr. Yan, your lab in Hong Kong, which you left, is it still functioning? Is it still working? And are you in communication with any of your coworkers, or are your coworkers speaking out about what they know?
I now cannot connect to them because China government definitely will give them trouble. And also, I know they're still functional. And the most important thing is the head of that lab, the actual head, Dr. Malik Paris, he's very important into the whole Chinese Communist Party's weapons strategy. And because he's a guy from the Sri Lanka, and also he obtained his medical degree from UK and also has a PhD from the Oxford. So that gave him a lot of cover up to show he's very independent. Actually, he is the one helping China provide them the knowledge about this infectious disease and the new virus. And on the other hand, he's the bridge between the academic world to Chinese Communist Party and the army. For example, WHO, NIH, FAO, all these authorities. So they're still working there.
Gordon?
Dr. Yan, did I hear you correctly when you said that NIH, National Institutes of Health, in other words, American money, is being used directly or indirectly by the Chinese military?
Oh, for example, my lab, the WHO lab in the University of Hong Kong, we receive millions of money for of U.S. dollars from this kind of funding, like Dr. Fauci and also Bill Gates Foundation and other foundations. And that is a major kind of financial support for our studies. But this money are pooling together. And so when they are working with PLA scientists, this money can be applied to such projects. But finally, when you check the document, you may not find something anything wrong because they know how to manipulate these things and get a void of the punishment.
Dr. Yan, I'm concerned about Hong Kong because the reporting we have now is that the authorities are jailing many people who participated in the democracy demonstrations in 2019, as young as 24 years old for having held up a flag and ridden a motorcycle, jailed for 9 years. Other persecutions are more profound. People, very well-known prominent voices, are leaving Hong Kong because of the crackdown. To your knowledge right now, your friends, the people you left behind in Hong Kong, are they at risk because of their work? Are they thinking about leaving Hong Kong if they can?
Let me tell you that I was in Hong Kong during the protest. There are so many young people or senior people, including the staff or students in the University of Hong Kong. They are brave people and they protest for the freedom, for democracy. They try to fight against the Chinese Communist Party's evil ruling. But China is so powerful for Hong Kong. And so now they basically totally controlled Hong Kong, including University of Hong Kong. And those people, they are pushed to leave, but still there are many brave people. They cannot leave or they are not allowed to leave. And I cannot tell you like what happened to my friends, because for many of them, if I release anything what I know about them, they will be in danger. And I also know that there are huge pressure from China government. They give to the faculties, to the University of Hong Kong, like how they did to the press. And then the faculties will help to supervise the students. And also there would be informants among the students. They will report such behaviors against the China government to the government. So this is terrible. That's why I think American people should really wake up as soon as possible, because China now tried to use the virus to conquer the whole world. And once it happens in America, it will be late and we don't have future and freedom.
Dr. Li Mengyan, Chinese virologist who left Hong Kong in extreme conditions, which are worse now than they were before. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in the Hill. I'm John Batchelor.